Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
For the best Ravens coverage.
What time is that?
It's time for News from the Nest with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Monday. Ravens season over. Open locker room at 1 o'clock out at One Winning Drive. And we'll have all of that for you coming up maybe later in the show, but definitely by tomorrow, Turn It Up Tuesday. So stay tuned for that. Disappointing end to the season, no doubt. We've talked about it for the first 2 hours. I'm sure the vast majority of the next 2 hours will be related to that game as well. But public enemy number one, Vinny was mother effing him all day last night.
Yep.
And first hour of this show, Lamar Jackson said, "Hey, Mark Andrews, he's my guy.
I'm just as hurt as Mark. You know, I don't. All of us played a factor in that game. You know, it's a team effort. I'm not gonna put that on Mark, bro." Because he's been battling all season. He's been doing all the great things he's been doing all season. It don't always go our way. We want it to, but at the wrong time, it's like it's not going our way. We need to figure that out, you know?
I mean, Bob, if he would have caught that, we'd be praising him. The film doesn't lie. He dropped the ball right in his hands.
It wasn't a bad play. It was a bad game.
Yes.
Like yesterday was a debacle for him. And Nolan said it. We've had callers bring it up too. If this was Eddie Jackson dropping four interceptions against the Browns, there's a reason. You know what I mean? But the fact that Andrews had so many gaffes, and you mentioned he didn't block all that well.
No.
It was just.
And then, Bob, you know, like people have brought it up. The play before Lamar's fumble was the ball that. He dropped.
Yeah, would have put second him on and short. Yeah.
They'd have been second and short on the 18-yard line. So, I mean, it's just, yeah, it was in one of the biggest games of his career, he played his worst game he's ever played.
And we can, because Lamar gets this heat. Well, there's regular season Lamar, playoff Lamar,
yeah,
which isn't as good historically as regular season Lamar. By the way, I do want to point out both playoff games, his quarterback rating was well over 100, but you got regular season Andrews now and playoff Andrews, which, by the way, does not remind you of Dave Casper. How does that sound?
Well, Bob, you know what's kind of funny is I mean, you gotta, like, if you're a coach or whatever, you gotta talk good about Andrews, but, you know, if you're John Harbaugh, if you're whoever, you know, on the Ravens team, you get home, you know, and you're saying to your wife, "Can you believe what Mark Andrews?" You know, I mean, you're saying you become a fan, just like we are. That's what I'd have been saying when I got on. "Becky, can you believe?" Or she'd be saying to me, you know, when Harbs walks in the house, his wife says, probably, "I can't believe Mark Andrews dropped that ball."
Right, because usually he makes plays like that for us.
No doubt.
And let's, look, I'm not trying to defend the guy or make excuses for him, but as bad as we might feel and you might feel on the phones or all of his teammates, rest assured, nobody feels worse than Mark Andrews does today. All right, let's get out to the phones. It's Vinny at Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Let's go to Parkville. It's Alex. Alex, what's happening? Thanks for holding. And I wish we were talking about more pleasant things, but it is what it is.
Yeah. No, I mean, no real coaching mishaps, in my opinion. I have a lot of thoughts when I get out here. You know, I'm not a big Harbs fan, but I can't really point to anything wrong. And, you know, it's heartbreaking, but it's not surprising. I think right now we're the Washington Capitals of the NFL before they won the Stanley Cup. I mean, we make the playoffs every year and we fail every year. And look, the play calling was fine on both sides of the ball. I would have liked to see a little more six offensive linemen with Josh Jones to see how Buffalo matched that. But we're moving the ball beautifully. You know, we had 13 explosive plays, and defensively, the Bills really didn't do a ton, especially in the second half. It almost felt like we handed it to them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I think we have to put context around a lot of these plays, and I think callers before me have said it. Lamar's interception, they go three and out after. It sucks, but it doesn't really move the needle a whole bunch. Mark Andrews, as the caller said before me, drops an easy ball, and then Lamar fumbles. And we're probably giving it to Henry there if he catches that.
Yep.
And then the Andrews fumble, of course, as we're driving to take the lead. So I get it's 120 plays or something, but these are so drastic. And Andrews, truthfully, you know, I know he has a high catch percentage and he's maybe a Ring of Honor guy, but underratedly, he's never caught balls cleanly, in my opinion, compared to Likely, who has the softest hands when catching, and it's just significantly better after the catch. It really never looks like an easy operation to me for Mark Andrews. But, and I'll end with this, what gives me hope is that Lamar, for his faults in this game, he led the drive he needed to while being down his top two receivers. I mean, think about that. He goes 90 yards, and, you know, Zay Flowers, who would have had a field day on this field with his short burst and separation, isn't playing. Bateman goes out, and he still leads us down for a touchdown. So I'm sure he'll get bashed, but he did his job at the end of the day, in my opinion. Thanks.
All right, Alex, thanks for the call there.
Yeah, I mean, Bob, I mean, you said it. It's like the baseball player that goes 0 for 4. I mean, well, or like the baseball player, you know, who goes 0 for 3, then his last two at-bats, you know, he gets big hits and stuff. I mean, that's what Lamar did. I thought in the second half he was spectacular. I mean, he was 12 out of 15. And, you know, if they don't have the drops, he's probably almost 15 for 15 in the second half. Played extremely well. They didn't punt in the second half. The defense played great in the second half. You outscored them 15 to 6, and you left a ton of points on the board in the second half. I mean, you got to be, like, Monk is probably pulling his hair out. Zach Orr. I mean, what else could you have done? Last year, you know, in the second half, the offense went to crap. In the second half, the defense played great. And in this one, they both did their job. They just had a couple guys just make some unusual plays that they normally don't make, Mark Andrews.
Yeah. He got the golden sombrero yesterday. Let's go to Brian in Owings Mills. Brian, what's happening?
Hey, guys. How are you doing? I don't know why people are surprised or shocked. I mean, you saw this dude do this in the Pittsburgh game. Two-point conversion. Y'all forget that? Lamar hit him in the numbers and he dropped it. This guy's been known for dropping. He's famous for that. But, you know, and I don't care if he's a pro bowler and he's got the numbers. He reminds me of another loser we had till we cut bait with him. Reminds me of Todd Heap. Remember that guy? We get rid of that guy. We bring in Pitta. We bring Dixon. We win a Super Bowl. We got a lot of guys, a lot of dead weight. It don't matter. If we'd have won again, wouldn't matter because it would have been somebody. It's always the usual suspect. It's either him or it's Stanley, Ronnie Stanley. So, it always comes down there. But the main culprit right here is Hardball. That's why I got circled. You know
why?
That. Like, you
why?
Owe this kid. You owe this kid. You owe this organization. If you're listening, Eric, you owe this town and this kid an opportunity to get another head coach in here. Bring in John Gruden. John Gruden is Tony Dungy
John
couldn't get it
Gruden.
Done in Tampa.
What is John Gruden? Come on.
Tony Dungy couldn't get it done in Tampa. John Gruden comes in and wins a Super Bowl. I am tired of playing this game with you, Vinny. Like, yo, you can like him all you
what
want.
Did Harbs,
you don't have
what
to
did
fire
Harbs
a guy.
Do?
You don't have to fire the guy. But what you can do is you can say, hey, it's been nice knowing you. Thanks for the memories. There's plenty of coaching jobs out there. You can't get it done for us.
What
bottom
is,
line.
Who do you want, Mike Tomlin? What do you want, Mike Tomlin?
Excuse me?
You want Mike Tomlin?
I want a closer. Coffee's for closers. I want a guy that's going to come in and close. I just told you I wanted. Gruden's a guy to come in here and could do that. He'd done it before. Tony Dungy they kept getting there, but they couldn't get it done, could they? They bring in him, it's over with, ball game. That's the guy I want. You owe it to this town and you owe it to that kid to go out and get a better coach than this guy.
Brian and Owings Mills blaming John Harbaugh more than anyone else for what happened yesterday.
Blow hard.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, talk about what happened in the world. Well, actually, talk about sports subjects. Don't have any money to talk about because I lost it all gambling on football yesterday. How about, wasn't the spread 9.5 for the Kansas City-Houston game? Didn't Kansas City take a safety that made it 9? Huh?
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Monday. It's MLK's birthday. Inauguration Day, too. So it's a federal holiday, but we're here for you. But we can't count any dough because there's no stock market to follow. But Nolan McGraw has been following the sports subjects of this weekend into this Monday. And let's get into it. A little buy or sell time.
I mean, we can count money.
What did we got?
I found 35 cents in my couch cushions this morning.
Nice.
There's that.
I lost 40 bucks in scratch-offs.
Well.
Yeah, I'm in the red.
I'm in the red, too. I had to give Vincent $100, fill up his car for gas, and Charlie needed $100.
Yeah, I could use 100 too while you're at it. But no, anyway, we'll start.
My billfold's empty,
right,
man.
Right. We'll start here with the Commanders. How about Dan Quinn out gambling Dan Campbell in Saturday night's Commanders win over the Lions? Really, that's been their calling card for most of the season, and so far in their two playoff games, it's held up as well. They went 3-for-5 on fourth down against the Buccaneers in the wild card. Then on Saturday night, showed that aggressiveness out the gate, opting to go for it on fourth and short instead of taking the early field goal attempt. That was their only misstep of the night. Quinn kept rolling the dice. They converted on their next three fourth down attempts. Buy or sell, Vinny, Washington's fourth down success is their biggest equalizing factor as an underdog.
Semi-buy, I think the quarterback is. But, I mean, when you look at the playoffs, everybody's going for it on fourth down now. I mean, in their own territory. The Ravens did, too.
Well, over to baseball here, where the Dodgers are following up their World Series victory with even more aggressiveness in free agency. After acquiring Roki Sasaki, their 2025 rotation could map out as follows. Shohei Ohtani, Blake Snell, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, Tyler Glasnow, of course, Sasaki. Don't forget Tony Gonsolin still in the picture, Dustin May, and a young arm in Bobby Miller. They are absolutely loaded. Very reminiscent of that Phillies 2011 starting five. Remember the four aces that year with Holiday, Lee, Oswalt, Hamels? Well, that year for the Phillies, three of those four finished top five in Cy Young voting. Buy or sell, Bob, there will be multiple Dodgers finishing top five in NL Cy Young voting.
I'm selling it because the Dodgers, they spend dough, but they have a history of their pitchers getting hurt over the course of the season. Dustin May has basically missed two consecutive years, and I don't think Ohtani's making 30 starts. He might get a start or two. So I'm going to go ahead and sell that. I think they just signed Gerry Coleman to a multi-year contract, by the way. City of winners.
Yes.
Yes.
That's right. City of champions. City of angels. Definitely not losers. All right, let's get to tonight's game.
Pleasure Notre Dame. Clippers.
Notre Dame going up against Ohio State. Notre Dame, the underdogs. 8.5-point underdogs, to be exact. But one stat could end up being the difference for them if they're going to pull off an upset. Out of 134 FBS teams, Notre Dame played the second least amount of third down snaps in the country this season. That's a product of their early down success, of course. Also, a weaker schedule, if we're being honest. But last time out, they were actually tested with a good amount of third down opportunities. They succeeded in that win against Penn State. Buy or sell, Vinny, Notre Dame will find themselves in a third down situation less than 15 times tonight.
Less than 15 times. I'll buy it. The key's going to be for that. They just got to be the more physical team, like Michigan was when they played, you know, and the teams that Ohio State have struggled with and lost to have out-hit them at the offense and defensive lines.
Do a little basketball here. The Nets, they're all in on tanking at this point. The losses are piling up. They've already sold off a handful of prominent names that were intriguing deadline pieces, but they do have one more interesting piece left that teams are interested in, and that's Cameron Johnson. He's got a career-high 19 points per game right now, attractive to multiple buyers. People are calling Brooklyn, but the reported asking price seems pretty steep. Two first-round picks is the conversation starter they want. Does have a few years of team control left. That has to factor into the equation and the high asking price. But you could also argue his value has never been higher than it is right now. With that in mind, Bob, buy or sell, there's no benefit to the Nets holding on to Johnson for now.
Yeah, I'll buy it. And credit to him. I think he started at Pitt and then transferred to North Carolina. So he's certainly made a niche for himself at the NBA level. Two first-round draft picks for him is something that would have been unfathomable maybe 3 years ago. But Brooklyn, It has been an absolute disaster for them ever since they went big three a few years back with Harden, Durant, and Kyrie Irving, which I think, has Steve Nash, anyone heard from him since that year and a half debacle where he was the coach? But go ahead and do what you got to do. Do it for Cam and do it for those draft picks, I guess. If you can pull it off, why not?
And we'll close here in the NFL. The Lions defense been banged up for most of the season, but on Saturday night, terrible overall performance. You can exclude 7 points off the pick six, but Aaron Glenn's defense still allowed 38 points, 481 yards of total offense, and maybe not the best look for a defensive coordinator who's receiving a lot of head coaching interest right now. Buy or sell, Vinny, Saturday's loss still has no impact on Glenn's market.
I'll buy that. I mean, you kind of decided prior to that, you know, his body of work, not just one game.
You attribute
and they
a lot
had a ton
to,
of injuries,
yeah,
too.
Injuries, yeah. Sure.
Their best defensive 60, players missed most
yeah,
of the season.
Yeah.
And I think someone else made the point last year, go back to Dan Quinn, when he was defensive coordinator with the Cowboys. His last showing in the playoffs
was terrible. Blown out. Yeah.
Got blown out at home by the Packers.
I think he gets a Jets job.
Could
former
be.
Jet or Saints. Those are the two for him, I think.
Anthony Weaver interviewing with the Saints, second interview today for New Orleans, former Ravens coach, of course. But I thought Detroit got dopey with some of the play calling on trick plays.
Oh, yeah, the interception that Williams... come on.
I mean, what the hell are you doing over there? If you're on the phone, you're next. Sports at 583-1057. Then we'll look at Vinny's keys around 12:45. NFL lunch at 1. Look at our picks for the weekend. Pick tonight's championship game. And then Ricky Waters, Notre Dame legend. We'll preview the championship game with him. You can hear it on the fan. Notre Dame getting 8.5. Are they getting disrespected? That group that went in the locker room at Highmark Stadium after the loss will not come back intact. A lot of the players will be back.
Yep.
Some of them will not, and we'll follow along with all of that as the offseason progresses. Open locker room coming up today at 1 o'clock, and we'll have all of that sound for you. Hopefully we'll get something in before 2, but definitely have it for you tomorrow for sure. Now, before we get back to the phones, Nolan pointed this out to me during the break. Anthony Santander on the move, and it looks like John Morosi there, Nolan, saying he's going to the Toronto Blue Jays, 5-year deal, pending physical, and the financial details have yet to be reported here.
Right, obviously interested to see what the final figures are because, I mean, it was a roller coaster for him in terms of what his value was going to be. Got a feeling it's going to be less than we initially projected. Hey, when it rains, it pours in Baltimore here, right? I mean, I think we all understood that he was gone from the Orioles, but to go to a division rival where now he's still going to be coming back to Camden Yards in a different team's uniform, potentially still launching home runs over onto the flag court, that's worst case scenario.
And getting a warm reception, I would assume, from Orioles fans because, you know, he said he'd like to stay, but, you know, he wanted a multi-year deal. He got it from Toronto. I'm thinking that 3 for $60 that I said in February, almost a year ago, probably would have worked.
Yeah, it's probably 5 for $100, I'm guessing.
Probably would have worked.
And, Bob, they were just looking to sign somebody because they've been shut out.
I mean, I think we could have been signed by the Blue Jays.
Yes.
They were so desperate to sign someone, we could have all gotten ourselves multi-year deals. So I know Ed Narbutus is probably pissed off, but Anthony Santander looks like he's going to Toronto. So the Orioles will see him, 13 times a year, whatever it is, in division play. And as soon as we get more details, we will share that with you. But the Ravens lose yesterday, last night. 27-25. The people want to vent. We'll let you vent. 410-583-1057. Got Lamar taking some smoke. Mark Andrews getting destroyed. And John Harbaugh still getting some heat. Brian Anoing's Mills wants John Gruden as the new coach.
Right.
Let's go to Danielle in Severn. Danielle, thanks for holding. You're on the Fed. Vinny Haney and Nolan McGraw.
Hi. Good afternoon, guys.
Thanks. Hi, Danielle.
I'm a first-time caller, but I listen to you guys all the time. So I have comments and a question at the end. And first, yes, I do live in Severn, but I was born and raised in Baltimore. Shout out to all of my rich folks out there. By rich, I mean raised in Cherry Hill.
There you go.
So I'm an O's fan. I've been an O's fan since the late 70s and a Ravens fan since day one. and the 2024 season for each team, you know, they both came to a painful end. And I'm just as upset as everyone else out there. In fact, this morning reminds me of the morning after a breakup. I think we can all relate to that, right?
Yeah. Are we sending sending inappropriate texts to the ex, though? You know what I'm saying?
No, I deleted his number. But that's what it's analogous to for me. And, you know, we've experienced this year after year, and God knows with the Orioles, I've been waiting since 83 for another World Series. I'm going to keep waiting because I'm way too loyal a fan to give up on either team. But who wants to wake up feeling like this once every year, right?
Or going to sleep feeling like you did last night. Because it was so late, you didn't even have another buffer game to kind of get over it. It was like, oh, wow.
No, because you're laying there and all you're doing is seeing Mark Andrews dropping the ball and all that kind of stuff laying in bed.
Yeah, it's awful. And then you just drop this news about Santander. My mother's going to be livid. She loves him. But my question is, so I saw the footage of Lamar's post-game interview this morning. And I love how passionate he was, and I love me some Lamar, but do you think that passion comes from, you know, just this cycle that he and the team appear to be in? Or do you think Jaden Daniels' success might be motivating some of that anger?
No. I think, to his interview he did at the draft with Deion Sanders. All I want to do is win Super Bowls. I mean, that's what he wants to do, and he lost. I mean, and he knew that they had a good enough team to do it. You know, they won six in a row or whatever, and, you know,
frustrated. And they were favored last night. Yeah. Let's not forget that. And, you know, for these five losses, playoff losses for the Ravens with Lamar as the starting quarterback and certainly not putting it all on him, they've been the favorites in those games. So that's where a lot of the angst comes from. But, Danielle, I'm going to be the voice of reason with the Orioles and with the Ravens. Both are expected to be good again this season. So the Ravens, we got to wait another February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September. 8 months.
Yeah.
Right? And by then, the Orioles hopefully will be building a nice little postseason resume. So it's not like this was the end-all, be-all. They're both going to bottom out because of attrition roster-wise. They're both going to be good again. But, yeah, it's time to take next steps for both teams.
Let me ask you this, Bob. Any, you know, like we saw with the Orioles, a lot of coaching changes. You see any coach? Because I don't think, and I love Todd Monken.
Because of performance or because they go off to greener
pastures? Well, I don't think Todd, I hope he gets a job, but I don't think he's number one candidate. So I would say that all coaches, if Harbs wants him back, will be back.
Right. And I was going to ask you, if you're looking to only get in here real quick, if you're looking at an area that could maybe use shaking up, what would it be? I mean, special teams was a little, this season, but do we scapegoat Chris Horton for that, or what are you doing here?
Special teams, probably, I'm not changing anything, just because, Bob, my Hall of Fame kicker had problems. That has nothing to do with, and you put in a whole new kicking system, rules and everything else.
Yeah, stupid.
So I'm not changing anything there.
And by the way, he didn't miss a kick after the bye. So.
Yeah, he made like, 26 straight or something. My question would be, Bob, Dean Pease back?
Yeah, that's probably a big what if.
I think it's about Dean Pease. Probably does he want to come back?
A little
aged. Yeah.
I mean, he was in semi-retirement when they called him, after week five, I think it was?
And he probably loved it.
No, if he wants to walk away, no problem there. But if he pops up with another team in 6 months after that, kind of like he did the last time he left the Ravens, then all right.
But, hey, look, they were showing these stats on all the pregame shows last night for the Ravens defensively. After a rough 12 games, they were like number one in a lot of defensive categories, especially like quarterback rating where they were getting shredded. I mean, they were so bad for so long, they still finished, what, 31st in pass defense?
I know, but you went from 27th in defense to 10th.
Yep.
So, I mean, DPs, whether you want to give them credit or not credit, they improved a lot.
We got time for a phone call, Nolan McGraw.
Yep.
Let's do it. Then we'll get to Vinny's Keys. You can join us for NFL lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. Let's go to Kevin in Ellicott City. Kevin, what's happening?
What's good, Vinny and Bob?
Hey, Kevin.
So real quick, fellas. You know, look, they gave us some opportunities that we probably didn't expect to get. You know what I mean? And I felt like in that game with a team like that that goes forward on fourth, you know, them punting the ball a couple times was certainly similar to a turnover. You know what I'm saying? And just in like a two-part humor, I don't ever recall hearing Lamar saying that he wanted to win a Super Bowl. And I don't ever remember a time where the Ravens didn't provide Lamar and the rest of these players with the best of the best. Even the guy that holds Lamar's jacket's the top notch in the business. I mean, come on, man. You said it out your own mouth. We can only support you, buddy. And we lose again.
All right, Kevin, sounded very down today. Kevin's usually upbeat and ready to rock and roll and throws that humor, as he said, in. But you got to wait for a long time before they play again. Yeah. That's the deal. There's no, we'll get them next week. No, you're kind of done.
Yeah.
And now your offseason begins.
Yeah, the thing about it is you just, it's just the finality comes so fast, you know. And we've talked about it before. The player, by 2 o'clock today, the players are gone. They're gone. Lockers are empty. Eric and his staff, they're heading to the Senior Bowl. Harb's, you know, I mean, it's like you're sitting there and like, I can't believe. You're sitting there just, I can't believe just what happened.
Because it seems like only yesterday. Think about it. They'll do the end of season press conference. Then you got the Senior Bowl, then the combine, then the draft stuff, and before you know it'll be mini camp and OTAs, and then the cycle just keeps, schedule will be coming out and all that stuff, and everybody's just like free agency in March, and then they start, and it seemed like only yesterday. Hey, I still have the parking voucher from week one at the Green Turtle in Towson against Kansas City. Somebody owes me $12. Where's Joe Odyssey? Because somebody's paying. Vinny's Keys next.
Vinny and Haney's Keys to the Game.
We're doing a hell of a job. We're resilient. We're moving on, and we're playing our ass off. It's an NFL football game right here.
105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. On this Monday, Ravens season came to an end last night. Abrupt end at that, 27-25 at the hands of the Buffalo Bills. So another long off season of what-ifs for Baltimore. But every week, every Friday, shall we say, before the Ravens play, we get Vinny's Keys. And with the Ravens losing, I'm guessing some of those keys were not reached. Let's find out more. Keys.
Okay, my number one was that we're not talking about Brandon Stevens today negatively.
It's not like the past, but there was still the gaff.
Yes. That one. Oh, yeah, 34 yards down the middle of the field where he didn't find the ball and lost. Yeah, no doubt. They had him inside a little bit more than normal. They were protecting him a little bit. Number two, keep Josh Allen in the pocket. Limit his running to under 30 yards. Last time he had 21, and then he likes to roll to the right.
So he had the yard, or yeah, only 20 yards, so
yeah,
yes.
That was good, and I thought they did a pretty good job corralling him. You know, I mean, his runs were quarterback draws or quarterback sneaks.
Yeah, those two TDs kind of get you right there. Yeah. The old short ones a little bit, though.
Number three, under 90 yards rushing D-line, keep people off the linebackers. Mm. Yeah, they gave up 147, and their linebackers were all over Roquan. I mean, it was because I watched the All-22 this morning, and Roquan had a dude in his face all day. Number four, Lamar be the best quarterback on the field. You didn't think he was?
No. Turned it over. I mean, Allen wasn't MVP Allen.
He was game manager.
But yeah, he was the better quarterback.
He was Dilfer yesterday. Lamar had two turnovers.
Yeah. Next one, handle the crowd noise.
I didn't think it was a factor.
No,
I don't know.
I didn't think so either.
Didn't they have a delay of game, though? I don't know. I'm kind of getting semantics, but
dude, They played Jerry Coleman before the game. City of Losers. They use that as a motivator. That's almost as lame as, you know, Sticks being your fight song band.
They have delays of game at home.
Well, all right. That says more about them, I guess.
Yeah. Right.
All right. Next one is over 180 rushing yards. O-line must be the most physical win on first down.
Close.
176. But I thought the first half, they were not the most physical. I thought Buffalo was the first half. Second half, yes. The next one was less than five penalties, no turnovers. They had five penalties, but three turnovers. The next one, be the best special teams.
It's a push.
Yeah, I would say that too. I think both were good. Both special teams were good.
Yeah, I was thinking Bass was going to screw up. But he didn't.
Bob, I'm with you, man. I didn't think he was making that 51-yarder. There was no way. And then he drilled it. I said, oh, crap.
Oh, crap.
last one, Munkin and Orr outcoached the Bills.
I could go either way here.
I could kind of say push. I think they did in the second half. I thought the Bills kind of did the first half.
So those are the kind of hung up about the not giving it to Henry a couple more times down inside the five. But outside of that.
Where they had to settle for three, he should have got the ball three times.
Yes.
But they had a terrible second down call, which put him in third and long, and they couldn't get it done. And again, let's get back to, before we get to the phones, the pass interference on Tre'Davious White, terrible call.
Yep.
It was a terrible call. Mm-hmm. I mean, Coleman had his hands around his neck.
Yeah.
Like, even Steratore was like, jostling for position. And
White thought it was on Coleman.
Correct. So there you go. All right, let's get out to the phones. 410-583-1057 is the number. We'll go to Easton. Oh, Eastern Shore, James. James, thanks for holding. What's happening?
Well, I'm calmer this year because of my past experiences with Harbaugh, but it just seems like he doesn't get his players mentally prepared and focused to start the game. After halftime, they're fine, but they just don't have that edge to start the game. I know he has one more year on his contract. Vinny, what's the plan after that? How do we get a guy like that just taps into their inner psyche and gets them totally focused? Who is that guy and how do we get him?
Well, I think Harbs does a good enough job of that. Because when you look at it, in the first half, I thought Buffalo came out, and you figured Buffalo was going to come out. They're at home. They're all jacked up. They got beat 35-10 last time.
Underdogs at home.
Yeah, underdogs at home. So you kind of expected that. I thought, the turnovers are what hurt the Ravens to get down. Otherwise, it actually should have been at the half like 14-14 is what it should have been. And then in the second half, I thought the Ravens dominated. So Harb's not going anywhere in my eyes.
Even after his contract's up, you think they're going to keep him?
I think they'll give him an extension, James. Just like Mike Tomlin got.
Well, he's in his early 60s now, not to say that's
it'll be up to Harb.
End game.
I don't see Harb's. Harbs is a football lifer.
Oh, and by the way, let me clarify something real quick before we get Venom. I love Jerry Coleman, and I'm cool with Sticks. That's all I'm saying.
Just not Renegade.
No, I mean, my fight, if I'm a football team, my fight song would be like Metallica, Don't Tread on Me, or something like that. And I'm like, hey, Renegade, he had it made. All right, that's enough. Dave in West Baltimore. Dave, what's up?
Hey, fellas. Good to hear from you. I'm back off the ledge, so I'm a bit more calm right now.
Yeah.
But I have to agree with the last caller, man. You guys are old enough to remember when Michael Jordan was in college at North Carolina, there was a saying going around the country. The only man that can keep Michael Jordan under 30 points was who?
Dean Smith.
I'm not saying John Harbaugh is not a good coach. But at some point in time, the message gets stale. We've had teams that are favored when they're on the road. That should say something. What about the 14-2 or 13-3 team? We're losing in the first round, man. We've had talent.
Get back off that ledge.
Yeah.
Come on, Dave. You're getting crazy over there.
It's just frustrating. That's all, man. Yeah. All
right, and Dave, most time in the playoff games, when you get to like that round and stuff, it comes down to your star players. Which team's star players make plays? That's usually when it's good on good. Which team's star players makes plays?
And that whole Dean Smith thing, you could say it about Phil Ford, Walter Davis, and many others. And by the way, Michael Jordan did win a national championship and was College Player of the Year at North Carolina, who, by the way, I hated at that time. All right, let's go. We got time for another call. Nolan McGraw says yes to Trippy in Baltimore. Trippy, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, Bob and Betty?
What's happening, man? Tripp?
Man, not doing too good, man. Like, it's a shame when you take a trip to Buffalo, right? And the way how the Buffalo Bill fans talk, you know that your team was locked in, and it just feel like that. Like, regardless of how Lamar played, people want to say the turnovers and stuff, we still had the opportunity to win the game, you know what I mean? And for Mark Andrews to drop that ball, like, I ain't going to put too much on him, you know what I mean? Because I know a lot of Raven fans, you know, really going in on him right now. But it's just pretty sad. But this is a question I want to ask for y'all, right? And I'm going to hang up after this. Based off of last year, we had one of the best rosters, right? We went to the AFC Championship, we lose. Everybody complaining, oh, we didn't run the ball enough. We get Derrick Henry. Not saying we ain't run the ball enough, but based off this year, I feel like we could have won the Super Bowl. How can we bounce back from this? You know what I mean? Because I feel like it's the same thing over and over, especially looking at, like, the Bengals. You know what I mean? The Bengals, like, they put up big numbers on us. I'm pretty sure they're going to bounce back. So I'm just trying to figure out how can we bounce back from this next year.
All right, Trippy. Thank you.
Well, I think they'll be more bound and determined this year. You know, Lamar will be back. Year three of Munkin's offense. You'll have Zay. Bateman will be more confident coming in. Your O-line will be, you know, your young guys
your
in the
left side's a little sketchy right now.
Voorhees will probably play in there. So I think they'll come back because they know they should have won. And they know they had the better team. And they know that they beat themselves. And this whole year, in every loss, the Ravens beat the Ravens.
But devil's advocate, they knew that in 19.
Yep.
They knew it last year and other seasons that ended prematurely when they had the better roster. And they're at the stage now, kind of been there for a couple of years. They could go 15-2 next year and be number one in every single category during the regular season and be home favorites in the postseason. But there's still going to be that level of skepticism until they get over the hump. People are not going to be satisfied. That's part of the – when you have that level of success, the ultimate goal is to win championships, and this current crop of Ravens, led by Lamar and John Harbaugh and others, they haven't been able to get it done. We'll come back NFL lunch, talk about the game yesterday, talk about the other divisional games that took place over the weekend. Kansas City, did they benefit from some officiating? I guess. I mean, Detroit's great season comes to an abrupt end. And Philadelphia in the NFC Championship game for the second time in 3 years. And for the first time in over 30 years, Washington's there.